Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News. He covers Michigan State football and basketball. Good morning, Matt. You have a good Father's Day?
I did, Tony. Thanks a lot. How about you?
I really did. I'm exhausted. I need a day off from my day off, if you will.
I hear you there.
All right, Matt, let's talk about an interesting piece that you wrote. You sat down with Mark D'Antonio and you wrote an extensive piece. Before I talk to you about that conversation, tell me what you saw on the coast, what you learned, what surprised you.
Well, you know, the thing I kind of knew about him and I think was reinforced there is that, you know, he's got this image of this kind of stoic, straight-laced kind of guy, and, you know, he never seems to have any fun, but the guy, he really is an easygoing person. He's, you know, he's easy to laugh and kind of likes to have fun, and I think you don't necessarily see that when you're watching the game on TV or see him on the sideline, but he's really an easygoing guy, likes to have a good time on the field, and, you know, I think that's why the players really respond to him.
What made you want to do this lengthy one-on-one?
Well, you know, I mean, there's, you know, a lot went on last year. Obviously, they had a school record 11 wins, you know, with all his health problems that he had. It was just kind of a catch up with him, see how he's doing. Has he been doing anything different? Obviously, changes at Ohio State are going to affect things. It was just kind of a catch up, see how things are going and how they're approaching this offseason.
Well, all we've been hearing about, and I'll put it right out there right now, I'm a Spartan fan. All I've been hearing about from my friends and relatives who are fans of the Blue is Brady Hoke is here, and they're crushing us in recruiting, especially in Michigan. And the three-game losing streak to Michigan State is a fluke, which is going to end this year. And Michigan is going to get back to all its glory. And I'm sure Coach has heard about that. How did he respond to questions when you talked about all those news stories that have been at the forefront of the media?
Well, kind of predictably, he didn't get too much into the rivalry. I brought up the clock, you know, when he first came here, he put the clock up for the Michigan game, and of course, Michigan has done that now as well. And he pointed out how he was ridiculed when he did it a few years ago, and now when Brady Hoke does it at Michigan, it's a great move. So he just kind of laughed a little and smiled, but he did talk about the rivalry and how he said for the most part it's a healthy rivalry, and that sometimes he needs to remember it too, which was kind of funny. So, you know, I don't think he's too awful worried about it, right? He, you know, he knows Brady Hoke fairly well and thinks he's going to be a good coach. I think he will do pretty well there. But, you know, until they get out on the field, I'm sure he's not real worried about all the hype and all the stories at Michigan.
What about the recruiting, which you have to admit, they have gotten some very, very good players, especially from the Detroit area?
Well, they have, and I kind of wrote about this a week ago or so, too, that none of this should really be a surprise, to be honest with you. Even with Rich Rodriguez there, Michigan's Michigan, and they're always going to be getting the big names. Even as Mark D'Antonio has been improving here, Michigan's always been getting the bigger name guys. You know, there's a few guys here and there that Michigan State will land. But, you know, at this point, it's June 2011, and we're talking about the 2012 class. You know, Mark D'Antonio has shown over his 4 years here, you know, whether a two-star, three-star, four-star, whoever it is, him and his staff have done a heck of a job developing players. And, you know, Michigan is always going to get those guys. And, you know, at this point, I'm putting my faith in him and his staff that they're going to find the right guys, and they've shown that they can develop whoever they get.
Michigan State had a great year last year, but when they played in that bowl game against Alabama, I think Alabama was fired up because they didn't have the type of season that they're used to having. And they not only outran and outspeeded Michigan State, but they just beat them up in the trenches. And I think that showed a lot of people that the Spartans have a long way to go before they can really compete for a national title. What was his response to the questions about that game and after that game, and if that will help his team this upcoming season?
Yeah, you know, obviously that was a one-sided thing that day. But, you know, he pointed out it's kind of a process that they've been going through. In other words, you know, he says you got to get to that point to learn how to do it first. And he points back to, you know, 2008 when they played at Penn State with a chance to tie for the Big Ten championship and lost, that once they got there again last year, they knew a little bit more about it. And the same thing with the the Alabama game, even the Iowa game when, you know, they think everything's great and they got a perfect record, you know, and then they get stomped by Iowa. The same thing with Alabama. It was kind of a process, he says, that you know, you can't just get there and show up and win, and they kind of have to learn how to, you know, how to play in those situations. And obviously, it was also kind of an eye opener, and that, you know, talent wise, they're not quite there, but that they're on the right path. And you know, it wasn't a great day, but I think they're kind of taking the approach of learning from it and not trying to worry too much about how one side of the score was that day.
We're talking with Matt Charbonneau, who covers Michigan State football and basketball for the Detroit News. I want to get your take on the health of D'Antonio after the heart challenge, and I don't want you to tell me what he said. What'd you see? How's he look? How's his energy? Is he back to normal? Is he better than normal?
I tell you what, he looks good to me. And the funny thing was about this thing, you think of a guy who has a heart attack, and you think he looked bad or, you know, something was wrong with him. But, you know, even up to that point last year, he looks great. Afterwards, he looked good. You know, this is a guy who, you know, exercises daily. So it's not like, you know, he looked bad or anything. And, you know, he was even saying how, you know, this part of the year certainly isn't stressful. He gets to kind of hang out there. He was even working out that day and just got to visit with players. So, you know, the stress level is there certainly during the season. It's not so much now, but, you know, he said he feels better than he ever has right now, and, you know, he looks pretty good to me. I'd say he's ready to go already for the next season.
Matt, what was his take on the Ohio State situation regarding Jim Tressel, as someone who worked with him at Youngstown State for 5 years and then was his defensive coordinator for 3 years at Ohio State? I know he's not going to slam him or that situation, but did you get a sense he was disappointed, he was surprised? What's your take on what you saw and heard?
Well, you know, we've asked him a couple different times, and he's really close to Jim Tressel. You know, he's really loyal to Jim, and, you know, it is kind of hard to gauge what he thinks about it. I know in terms of how it's going to affect Michigan State, I think deep down he thinks it's a kind of an open door for Michigan State and some other teams to kind of jump in there. I mean, they got a big recruit out of Ohio yesterday, which could certainly, you know, some of that may be that Ohio State is going through problems. But, you know, he's known Jim Tressel for so long that, you know, it's going to be hard to hear him say anything negative about him. And, you know, I don't know if he's necessarily surprised. I'm sure he's surprised a little bit that it happened. But, you know, it's really a guy that gave him an opportunity in this profession. And I know he really respects him.
And before I let you go, there's been, in my opinion, not a lot of talk about Michigan State in this upcoming football season. We've heard a lot, obviously, about Ohio State. We've heard a lot about Michigan. The expectations will be greater than they have been in the past, but I still kind of get the sense that Michigan State is still not being counted in it to dominate the Big Ten, if you will, improve from their bowl standing. How do you see that?
Yeah, you know, I kind of agree. It seems like obviously we've heard a lot about Ohio State, Michigan, like you said, but Michigan State almost kind of seems like that guy that people don't really think about anymore, and a lot of that might be the track record they've had of not being able to put together consistent winning seasons. But, you know, if anything Mark D'Antonio has shown since he's been here, you don't really have that drop-off so much. Sure enough, yeah, I mean, 2 years ago they had a rough year, but there was a lot of stuff going on there. I mean, I think he's in a position that this team's going to be relevant consistently, and they're not just going to fall off the map like they used to after a big winning season and then kind of go down the tank. And maybe some people are still thinking that might happen and they want to see that it won't. But, I mean, this is an 11-win team that didn't lose a lot of people. And, you know, whether they get overlooked by the national media or whoever it might be, I think by the end of the year they're going to be right in the mix.
All right, Matt Charbonneau writes for the Detroit News. He covers Michigan State men's basketball and football. He tweets information out. He's got a blog. Go to detnews.com, look up Matt, and you can find all his great information. I would imagine the Big Ten media days for football that's coming up not too far away is going to be very interesting.
It certainly will. All the Ohio State stuff, Nebraska's new. It'll be fun.
Bring on football, Matt.
You got it.